1940s, there was a dictator whose political mission was to do what he thought was best for his country. Wanting absolute power over Germany, he did what was necessary, like burn books, force newspapers out of business, and force elders to follow him, killing 6 million innocent people in the process. Hitler organized concentration camps to exterminate all Jews and others who didn't meet his idea of perfection. In the novel Fahrenheit 451, written by Ray Bradbury, life is also very monitored by the government. The main character is a firefighter named Montag, who is married to his not-so-ordinary wife, Mildred. Montag's job is to set fire to any visible sign of books because they are banned from the community. Everything changes when Montag meets a girl named Clarice, who changes his whole perspective on life and books, which are very legal. His boss, Beatty, doesn't like Montag and in a way is out to get him throughout the entire novel. Along the way, he meets Faber, who encourages his passion for books and helps him along through a really rough journey. At the end of the book, Montag meets a group of men who share the same passion and plan to make a difference in the world. Now, the essential question is, how is the theme of censorship still explored in text today? Censorship is a wide topic that is expressed in other books, such as The Five People You Meet in Heaven. The main character, Eddie, meets five different people in heaven that had an impact on him while he was alive. They all have a specific life lesson to teach him, much like the lessons we learn about in Fahrenheit 451. There are many important cases of censorship to the public, such as the time police illegally placed a GPS on a rental car and pulled a man over for no reason, only to arrest him. The government does so many corrupt things that no one really knows about, and they keep it silent from everyone.
Hi, I'm here with
Ms. Chant.
Ms. Chant, when was one time you overcame something difficult and how?
As a teacher?
Yes.
Okay. So last year I had a class that had several students that were limited English proficient. They did not speak a lot of English. And it was a biology class and they had to take the STAR test. So we had to work really hard with them, not only to understand English, but also to understand biology. And they all passed.
What a good teacher. How did you keep your kids centered on the right path through high school?
I keep reminding them of the end goal, the end game. I keep reminding them of, you know, like long term. It's not just about today. You know, in biology, it was you have a STAR test, then you've got graduation. So always reminding them about big picture and, like I said, the end goal of it all.
So did they, like, go through with what you were planning on having them do throughout high school and everything?
For the most part, once they leave me, it's sometimes hard to keep track of them, but when I do, we have those discussions.
Have you ever felt one of them was keeping something from you?
Yes.
In what way?
You get to know them, so you just know by behavior when something's wrong. Just, you know, how they're performing in class, just how they're acting.
Did you talk to them about it or just let them come to you when they were ready?
Oh, no, I just go up and stick my nose in their business. I just ask them if something's wrong and if I can help with it. If they choose to talk about it, great. If not, they know they can come talk to me if they need to.
In conclusion, censorship is our entire lives, and most people don't even realize it. It's in books, movies, articles, social media, and even the real-world events. The foreshadowing in Fahrenheit 451 isn't 100% accurate, but is very close when describing the themes of censorship.